Yeah. Just like that. Fuck. Yeah. Don't stop.
Well, we kept doing what we shouldn't be doing. We just kept fucking day in and day out. We got more and more creative with positions, and we also liked to use toys and stuff like that. He took my anal virginity, and, well, I experimented too with rimming and stuff like that. We were in it deep. Our parents were out a lot for date night because they wanted to do it right this time in their marriage. They thought that they didn't do it right the first time because they didn't take time for each other, so they left us alone a lot. And even when we weren't alone, we would find moments, places where we could be alone. It didn't always have to be a full-on fuckfest. Sometimes I would just suck his dick in the bathroom until he came down my throat. Other times he would just finger me into oblivion and I just messed up my carpet in my room. But, I mean, I guess at some point it didn't matter anymore. Whatever we did, it was always just pure ecstasy, heaven, pleasure. And it was so wrong, and that was the thing that made it just so good. And, you know, when we weren't alone, it was even better. Because there was always this risk of getting caught, but we never did. We knew that this had to end eventually. And we knew that we were really in it very deep when we stopped using condoms, because one day, it was a Sunday, we were home alone, Mom and Dad were out all night, they booked a hotel somewhere, God knows what they were doing, but their kids, they were home, and they got along very well. We started fucking the moment they closed the door, and we didn't stop fucking until like 5 minutes before they came home. And sometime like in the middle of the night, we ran out of condoms and we thought, okay, we should just stop it. But we were just too horny. We were just too hot for each other. And just the sheer thought of not having him inside of me for the rest of the night, just because we didn't have this tiny little rubber thing, it made me go crazy. I mean, I am on the pill, but accidents happen. It didn't happen yet, okay? Don't worry, it's not one of those stories. That's how I became a young mother with my brother's child. No, gosh, that is so unsexy. But I don't know, it just felt so much more wrong and so much more intimate without a condom that from that day on, we just never used a condom again.
Fuck. That feels so incredible. Having you inside me, raw. Yes. Don't pull out this time. Yeah, please. What the fuck? Doesn't matter. You keep pushing your cum into me again and again. When you slide into me after you came on my pussy, who fucking cares anymore? It's gonna be okay, I swear. I just wanna know what it feels like. I wanna shoot your cum into me. No, don't make me say it. Okay. I wanna know what my brother's cum feel inside my pussy. You're terrible. It's really warm. You're terrible. You're a terrible brother. Filling up your sister with your dirty cum. Shooting it all the way up into her. I want more. I want it to overflow. Can you do it? Can you fill me up with so much cum that it's just overflowing out of me? Come on. We're saving so much money. We never have to buy condoms again. You really shouldn't be breeding your sister. I know, I shouldn't let my brother breed me. Oh, wait. I have an idea. You know what we haven't used in a while? This guy. Yeah.
Sorry, I just, I know, it's very selfish right now. I hope Mom and Dad take their time. Yeah, you can go on now. Well, you see, we're having a lot of fun. I think it's better like this than if we were to fight all the time. We will never ever tell our parents about it, and we for sure do hope that they will never find out. I mean, they're so involved with each other and trying to fix up their marriage, I don't think that they ever will. So, well, that's the kind of family reunion that neither of us would have expected, but here it is. And I think we're going to pay the consequences for what we're doing at some point in any form. But right now, I guess we'll just enjoy it until that happens. I mean, why not?